Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise?
Yesterday you said that
you were gonna do it today.
But you didn't.
So
post that video.
Start a business.
Write the song.
Read the book.
Go to the gym.
Whatever it is.
You just begin.
Maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
You know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
Take it from an old spectator. Life's not a spectator sport. If watching is all you're going to do, then you're going to watch your life go by without you.
Yeah. You know, if I see something, I see opportunity, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We only, you know, we're all going to die one day.
Yeah, it's true.
So we live like that. Live like you could die tomorrow. You know, go for it.
And I gave my soul to this game. There's nothing more I can give. Nothing. But I'm telling you, it goes by fast. And if you don't give it your all, you're going to regret it.
And I looked around me in that cold winter in that little apartment with no future and not much of a path. And I said to myself, if ever I want anything to change, it's up to me. That's the time where I really got scared. It suddenly hit me right between the eyes that if I wanted my life to be different, it was up to me to make my life different. And if I can get only one point across to you in this simple segment, this little segment is this. Is that the starting point of flying to the stars, the starting point of taking complete charge of your life, the starting point of great success and great achievement is to accept complete, unconditional responsibility. If it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to you.
The odds of me getting attacked by a shark are about 1 in 4 million. The odds of me regretting not getting in the ocean, well, that's 1 in 1, brother. I know for a fact I'll be kicking myself all next week if I don't relax in the water at least once, man. Life is about taking risks, facing your fears, being scared, man. I ain't saying go do nothing dangerous, but ask that cutie out behind the coffee counter you're in love with, man. Move to the new city that you've been dreaming of. Take a risk. The odds of you regretting going for it are 1 in however many numbers. The odds of you regretting not going for it, that's 1 in 1, but it's gonna be 1 in 1 every time. You gotta go out and live your damn life, man.
These are the years when a man changes into the man he's going to become the rest of his life. Just be careful who you change into.
When you are starting out, I think you gotta find the thing that's the pain. And like, pain motivates significantly faster and stronger than pleasure does. Like, people are like, no, passion's the right way. It's like, point a gun at a family member. All of a sudden, 10 out of 10 motivation. Pain.
Take the biggest risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time.
Tomorrow begins right now. You know, some people say there's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I've never heard of the day called Sunday. Someday I'll become something. Someday I'll start something. It's right now, guys. Today is the day. Someday arises into something. Tomorrow will bear the fruits of your labor. It must be that way. The dream that you feel, man, inside, the belief that can be, it must start with action today if tomorrow's ever going to have any bearing of light to it. They say dreams are things that, you know, that you see when you're sleeping. I say bull. I say dreams are things that keep me from sleeping because you can't wait to become it.
You can get so scared and you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for.
I'll never be a hero. I'm just an ordinary guy and I've reached my damn limits.
Your limit? Who decides what your limit is? Instead of overthinking your setbacks, just focus on moving forward.
If you play it safe, you're gonna exist. You only get to live when you take risk. The jump is necessary. It's like I said in the video, every successful person I ever know has jumped. Why would you not?
What would you tomorrow want you today to do? What would you tomorrow want you today to do? You have this decision in front of you.
Most of the reason that we're afraid to fail is because we're afraid of dying in an abstract reality. We think, oh, we catastrophize. Okay, I'll lose my job, and then no one will like me, and then I won't be able to get a job again, and then I'll be homeless, and then I'll die. But when I thought through, I was like, what would actually happen? So if I went there and I failed, what would I do? I can always get the job back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this is actually a significantly lower risk move than I'm perceiving it to be. I can just get I can get the job back. Or I can get another job that's comparable.
Right.
I have the experience, and me doing all this stuff only makes me more valuable. Because I'll have a cooler story than somebody who just did 4 years of this job rather than two, and then did two years of things in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one argument. The secondary argument was, for me, I was young at the time. I was like, this is extremely hard to do. If you say, because I used to always tell people, like, yeah, and I'd like to own my own business someday. Like, it's almost like you like tag it on to like, what's your, you know, what do you do now? And I'd like to. And so I thought to myself, if it's this hard now, when I have no kids, I have no wife, I have no stakes, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to do later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I have to do it now.
You don't get to be successful without risk. Investing grows your money quicker than anything. You can't work that many jobs to keep earning money. You got to have some money sitting somewhere that's working for you. Your job is to work to make the money. And then you got to get your money to work for you.
You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything, but it isn't.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen.
Yeah. It's so easy for us to think about taking action and talk about taking action and not taking action. And no one has ever thought themselves in the area of action that ever got a return. Nobody has ever postponed action and got a return today. Nothing happens until we act upon it.
Be like a sponge. Don't miss anything. And not just the words. It's true. Don't miss the words. But don't miss the atmosphere. Don't miss the color. Don't miss the scenario. Don't miss what's going on. Most people are just trying to get through the day. Here's what I want you to be committed to do. Learn to get from the day. Don't just get through it, get from it. Learn from it. Let the day teach you. Join the University of Life. What a difference that'll make in your future. Commit yourself to learning. Commit yourself to absorbing. Be like a sponge. Get it. Don't miss it.
Sometimes people get very impatient in their attempts to change things about themselves.
Mm.
I want to change how I relate to people in relationships, say. And I've read a book, and I've been to three therapy sessions, and I'm really annoyed. Nothing works. Imagine this was Italian. Taking three classes, and you don't speak fluent Italian, and you're complaining. The root cause of sort of early despair and early retirement from things is a false picture of what success demands in an area. And I think in the area of emotional improvement or maturation, we sometimes let ourselves down by thinking it's going to have an ease which it won't have.
If you have nothing going for you, it's another way of saying that you have nothing to lose. And so it means that you have endless shots on goal. And so you should be the most prone to taking action because there's nothing holding you back. What do you have? Nothing.
I love
it's
that.
Just, it's literally just voices in your head from your mom who say that you're not going to win. And you say, you're right, mom. And then you keep doing it anyways.
Yeah, don't be mad. When you're laying there in your bed and you're in the hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit. You may live a great life, man, but you're always going to feel empty inside.
Take action. Not hasty if it isn't required, but don't lose much time. Here's the time to act. When the idea is hot and the emotion is strong. Action pronto. Action immediate. Action as soon as possible. Because if you don't, here's what happens. We call it the law of diminishing intent. We intend to when the idea strikes us. We intend to when the emotion is high. But now if you don't translate that into action fairly soon, now the intent starts to diminish. And a month from now, it's cold. A year from now, can't be found.
Consistent people beat inconsistent people, which is everyone. You must first become consistent before you can become exceptional. A lot of success comes down to sticking with something long enough to make the number of mistakes required to actually figure it out. Otherwise, you keep starting from zero, month after month after month, without ever making progress.
It's the few that do. The few that do in life. That creates the envy for the many that just watch.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
You think, oh my God, there's a terrible risk in pursuing this new job. It's like, yeah, there is a terrible risk. There's a terrible risk in you staying with your job right now. There's no secure path forward. Give it up. It's risk everywhere.
There's nothing by accident, dude. What you visualize will become your reality. It just will. If you're willing to put in the actions behind it. If you go back and track your thoughts and you audit your thoughts honestly, you are living the existence that you believe you deserve to live right now. When you learn to control that through accepting as true and then practicing the skill set, you get better and better and better and better.
Aren't you sick of getting on Instagram and seeing someone else putting in the work that you should be doing? You can watch someone else all day long, but don't you think life would actually change if you were running the miles or starting the business? You've got to stop just being a consumer of greatness and start producing it, because an extraordinary life doesn't happen by accident, and no one's gonna make it happen for you. Please do not fall for the chosen one complex. Because the only person that's going to save you from a life of standing still is you.
Here's how to really cash in on this year. Number one, get serious. Life is serious. We call it life or death. Somebody asked me one time if I had a good description of life. I said, yes, I think I've got a good one. Life is the struggle to keep death at a respectable distance. Right? Death seems to want to move in prematurely. If you want to live a good, long, flourishing life, you got to push back. You can't just give in. You got to push back. That's what these products are for, to help you push back. And we're dealing with some serious matters here. So we can't just, you know, tell the latest 10 jokes and just go home. We're not here to entertain. We're here to instruct. We're here to grow. We're here to learn. We're here to get the best we possibly can. Serious. Life is serious. The future's serious. One ancient novelist said, these are the best of times and these are the worst of times. And for some of those who came across this platform at the extravaganza, $1 million a year incomes, for them, it's the best of times. But I want you to know that while they're getting the diamonds and the millions, there are a lot of people around the world, for them, it is the worst of times.
That in a world that's changing so quickly, the biggest risk you can take is not taking any risk.
You learn nothing from success, never. There's nothing you learn from success, never. You learn everything from failing. And fear of failing is what holds people back from doing anything.
Yes.
And and when you don't try and you wake up at 65 years old, you're a lot angrier than if you'd failed. You're a lot, you know, it's really easy to be 65 years old and go, I tried to do that, I just couldn't do it. You'll really be mad if you go, I think I could have done that, but I didn't try.
I can't do this alone. Yes, you can.
Dreams is, they should be pure. And I think a lot of times, you know, when we're born into this world, we actually wind up going backwards. And it seems like the more we mature, the more responsible our dreams become. And the more governors we put on ourselves and our ability to dream and to reimagine. And it's always a fight for us parents and, you know, for you guys to make sure that your dreams always stay pure. And so it's not a matter of pushing beyond your limitations or expectations. It's really a matter of protecting your dreams, protecting your imagination. That's really the key. And when you do that, then the world just seems limitless.
I sacrifice everything what I have. I stay focused. I work so hard. I will sleep, train, eat, repeat, and that's it. It's like, you want this or no? There is not like 50-50.
What do you really, really want from your life? If you had no limitations, if you had all the money and all the time and all the talents and all the abilities, if you could do or be or have anything, what would you really want in your life?
Think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, at least you're not gonna have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all?
Louis, a moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory. Remember that.
Repeat after me, please. Make your move before you're ready.
Grab your nuts. For once in your life, add some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say, do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through on what you say. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys, you achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible.
There are no two words in the English language more harmful than good job.
I will almost guarantee you the reason that your want and desire is far from being fulfilled by achieving it is because you haven't taken action necessary. So today, don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Don't wish for it. Go for it.
It's those times when even the hardest motherfuckers in the world are looking around for guidance. It's that one motherfucker. It's that one motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Be that one motherfucker.
Be that guy.
But even you're saying to yourself, boy, this fucking sucks. I don't want to be here right now. And you're looking at all the guy's eyes around you. And you've seen it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The eyes just go down. Like, man, we're going to get the fuck out of here. This is brutal. Be that guy who finds the fucking courage and say, you know what, man?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't going to have much of a life. Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're gonna have to hurt a little bit. And most people don't like being uncomfortable. If you don't want to be uncomfortable, please do not pursue success, because success is a very uncomfortable feeling.
Things you gotta go for, it, guys. You gotta say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Well, that area is going to give you, you got to risk it, right? And the reward is huge. Yeah, I got a little bit of pain right now. You know, my ankle's a little sore, but I got all this reward and pride of who I am and everything else. And I'm taking that into my next endeavor, the next job. And you know what? That's going to be enhanced. You guys gotta risk it, man. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can, you just gotta push past it. We listen to society and what the normality, the average people are saying, oh, that's too much, it's too much. too much for them, man. Not too much for you.
And dreams without goals are just dreams.
Come on.
And ultimately, they fuel disappointment.
If you do not have clear goals for your life, you are condemned forever to work for those who do. You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals, or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
The word is inertia. In this word, the definition is a tendency to do nothing or remain unchanged. In physics, it is a property of matter by which it continues in its existing state of rest or uniform motion in a straight line, unless that state is changed by external forces.
All right, you got one life. And in one life, the goal for us, you're going to do things, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to fuck up. You're supposed to learn and then move forward with the understanding of what not to do. But somewhere along the lines, it's going to click.
Whatever you are passionate about is what you have to pursue in life. Everything in life is a fucking risk. But you have to go out and do what you enjoy to do.
Like, you want to get your life together? Take the path of maximal responsibility.
Dive. Move. Start. Act. Trust me. It's the only way to get there.
People either survive in the jungle or exist in the zoo. Few recognize the significance.
I'm doing something I don't want to do. Every time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training. The jump is necessary. Every successful person I ever know has jumped.
So go for it, man. Go enter something that you always, enter something that you've been scared to do. Just entering it, you feel a sense of pride. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no f***ing regrets. And that's a good life, man. So I encourage you, man, whatever that fear inside of you is, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You only got one life. Why not go for it, right?
You gotta show up. How many times have you heard me say that? What's the biggest advice I could give you, folks? Show up. You can't stay home. You want to be a success? You have to show up.
And be one, be part of the few that do. We really do. Be part of the few that do. Instead of the many that are envious is watching, you know? Get out of the grandstands of life. Stop being spectators. Stop becoming a subject matter expert. Just hold it for as long as you can until these motherfuckers shake when they've had enough. Because that's what you are. You've had enough. The only good enough is when you're saying, I've had enough with normality. I've had enough of being fucking out and about. You know, no one's seeing me living a life of known remembrance. I've had enough of that. I want change in my life. I want to be somebody, a remembrance of power. There's two levels of pain, guys. There's the pain that hurts you, and then the pain that changes you. That's the pain I always salute, because that's the pain of progress.
Do you realize how easy it is to live an above-average life? The average person poisons themselves with alcohol. The average person lives for the weekend. They engage in relationships of pure indulgence, and they eat like they want to be on medication for the rest of their life. If you want an above average life, use your brain and don't act like that. Make decisions that are right for years and years, and it freaking works. If you're around my age of 24 or younger, it's likely that living intelligently hasn't fully paid off yet. But it'll be almost comical in 20 years when all of our peers are consumed with self-induced pain that could have easily been avoided had they just opened their eyes and listen to those that have already suffered the same.
You want to begin to take some chances. You want to begin to challenge yourself and make it okay to fail and learn from your failures. Don't allow fear of failure and the allure, the attractiveness of playing it safe in life to draw you in. You can't get out of life alive. You got to die to leave here. Other thing is, you look at yourself, look at your dreams,
detoxify your life. Write that down.
How badly do they want it? If you want it so badly, if you want it with tremendous intensity of desire, there's really nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it. There's an interesting story that was told about Socrates, and Socrates was talking to one of his students, and the student said, I am hungry for knowledge. What can I do to increase my knowledge? And Socrates said, knowledge is something that is readily available and easy to get if you want it bad enough. He said, I'm sure I want it badly enough. And Socrates said, come with me, and he walked him offshore into the ocean, and walked him offshore into the Aegean Sea, and I got about 3 or 4 feet, and Socrates is a very, very strong man, grabbed the young man and put his head under the water. And the young man began to struggle and struggle and struggle and finally became incredibly frantic and finally brought him up. And he said, now, what did you want while you were under the water? And he said, all I wanted was air. He said, all I could think of in the whole world was air. He said, when you want knowledge with the same intensity that you wanted that oxygen, you will get all the knowledge that you could desire. And when you want anything with great intensity, if you have the desire, you'll get it.
You're only seeing what's in front of you. You're not seeing what's above you.
I can't change the beginning, but could I change the middle? Can I edit that story, rewrite that story, and change my entire life?
This is madness. This is a super fucking cycle workout. But if you have it up here, and you go through it out there, guys, you will leave here not only physically dominated, but mentally unstoppable. It all starts today.
There's two great words of antiquity everybody should learn. One's positive and one's negative. Here's the positive word. Behold. Behold the possibilities. Behold the opportunity. Behold, the next person you can meet might be your friend for life. Now, here's the negative word. Beware. Beware of what you become in pursuit of what you want.
People want to know how to stop the laziness, stop the procrastination, but they don't know where to start. And when's the best time to start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now. You initiate the action aggressively, because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now. You got to stop thinking about it and stop dreaming about it and stop researching every aspect of it and reading all about it and debating the pros and cons of it. Just start doing it.
This just goes to show that no matter what happens in life, if you just continue to strive, put one foot in front of the other, the sky's the limit, and this world really can be your oyster.
And then you have to see the other side of it. Like, you run into yourself again.
Yeah.
Because the only easy day was yesterday. It's gone. Tomorrow, we don't have any idea if it's going to show up. You got one day down here, man. You wake up, you give it everything you got. Everything you got. Everything you're going to need for your day is probably around you. The further you go away from it, the further you're going away from your day. And don't try to carry one of them suckers. They're too heavy. Let the day carry you. And whatever you run into, man, run into it and give it all you got.
Right. I mean, a lot of people, I think that whenever you get yourself into a position where you have to make some big shift in direction or do something, you know, there are always people are going to point to the downside risks of that decision. And locally, they're maybe right. Right, I mean, for any given decision that you're going to make, there's upside and downside. But in aggregate, if you are stagnant and you don't make those changes, then I think you're guaranteed to fail.
It's incremental changes over the long haul. And the way you have to look at it is if these two boats are going in a parallel direction and one of them just shifts 5 degrees, mm-hmm. over the course of time, this boat is going to be in a far different place than the other boat that's going the same way it was always going.
I'd rather go too far. They're not far enough. And I think I like that sentiment with basically all the training, you know, because I think we're all pretty much well freaking aware. The harder you go, the more results that you will freaking get, right? The harder that you train, the more effective the training is going to be, the better results you're going to get. The only reward that you get from taking it easy is the fact that in the moment, it's easier.
It's really up to you, the life you want to have. If you want a good life, then make good choices. Do you wake up in the morning with discipline saying, hey, I got to do the right thing. I got to work. What's my choice going to be today? Do I make my life worthwhile or do I just mess it up? We choose our joys and sorrows way before they happen.
Whatever path you're going to take, do it. Do it. Pour some life into your idea. And like I said, you've got to remember that there's no guarantee that when you pour life into an idea, there's no guarantee that that idea is going to come to life too. You might pour everything you've got into that idea and it can still die. And you might have to let it die. You have to let the dream die because some ideas aren't good enough to live. That's just the way it is. But you know what? At least give it a chance. Don't let that idea die inside your head. No more waiting. No more putting it off or waiting for the right time or the right people or the right alignment of things in the world. No more of that. No more excuses. Just execution.
I think the greatest fear that we face is ourselves, actually. You know, I think it's not anything that's external or anything that's superficial. I think the greatest fear you face is yourself, because you know, we all have dreams, and it's very scary sometimes to accept the dream that you have. And it's scarier still to say, okay, I want that. It's scary because you're afraid that if you put your heart and soul into it and you fail, then how are you going to feel about yourself, right? So being fearless means putting yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself.
Go get. And I was like, you know what? Man, all I gotta do is work at it. That's it. Every single day, work at it. So that's where it started. And I mean, it's been a struggle some days, I won't lie. Some days I'm like, man, this is tiring. This is hard. Now I embrace the hard. And I want that every single day. I don't ever want anything to be easy. I think whenever it's hard, like you really, really, really deserved it. If it's hard and you get it done, you gave everything to it, that's yours. Nobody can take that from you.
You should be very proud of yourself right now. You know? Came in here with a desire. You put action to that desire. That combination explodes into potential, whatever you want to make happen. This world is your playground, man, if you want to be. Everything that's you ever dreamed of becoming, some human made it happen. The only difference between that human and you, we all have, all create equally, right? Except up here. We have the ability to enhance or to destroy this guy. And that will have a cause and effect if this is enhanced or destroyed. Right here, guys. That's why I always say the gym is a mind-body connection. It's not about just the gym and getting big. It's a metaphor of life. You come in here, you build your body, and it's non-subjective nature. You build a confidence that in your opinion, what you feel is stronger than anything else. Like I said before, winners, their belief overrides the disbelief of the crowd every single time. So no matter what happens, they believe in themselves when no one else is out there. That's going to be the make or break. That's going to be the details of success. That's going to be the cause combined to the effect. That's the life you want to live. That's the life you can live. That's the life you better start living.
Give it a go. Somebody says, yeah, but I'm looking for safety and security. Fine, then huddle in a corner. We'll cover you with a sheet, bring you 3 meals a day. And we'll protect you, feed you, look after you, care for you. We won't let anything happen to you. And you'll probably live to be 100. The guy said, well, yeah, I'd live to be 100. But what a way to live. Right. What a way to live, safe and secure. Don't ask for security. Ask for adventure. Better to live 30 years full of adventure than 100 years safe in the corner. And see, it's not important how long you live. What's important is how you live.
I'd say, well, I'm afraid to make a change. And I'd say, well, that's okay. That's understandable. How afraid are you not of not making a change? Let's make a little vision of that. You're 35, you hate your job. What's the consequence? You're not motivated. You don't want to get out of bed in the morning. You're starting to get depressed. You're getting bitter. You're getting resentful. You're getting cynical. You're amotivated at work. You're not doing a very good job. And you're starting to shrink. Now play that out for 10 years. You don't change it. You don't fix it. And what happens? Well, it's not like it's going to get better of its own accord. What's going to happen to you? Well, for sure, at minimum, what's going to happen to you is you're going to be in the same situation, but 10 years older.
Develop a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency is a quality that is possessed by only 2% of the population. 2% of the population do things fast. 2% of the population have a bias for action. In Tom Peters' wonderful book, In Search of Excellence, he says that all the excellent companies have a bias for action. And all of the companies that do not classify or do not come into the excellence category do things when they get around to it. You call them up and you have a problem or a complaint. You hear from them 3 or 4 weeks later. But the excellent companies, you call up with a problem or complaint, bang, there's somebody back to you in 2 minutes.
It's everything's mindset, man. And if your mindset is so weak that you're like, oh, it's only genetics can do that, it's only genetics, and you listen to society's rhyme the reasons and the rules of the land as if they apply to you, no wonder you're always going to be a servant here. No wonder. It's not until you say, fuck it. That might be how it's written. It ain't going to be how the way it's going to go down, though, for me. You got to rewrite your own history in life, man. Stop listening to what everyone says is the way it is.
And here's an important statement to remember. It's not what you get that makes you valuable. It's what you become. So part of the key here is to set the kind of goals that will make something of you. Don't set them too low so that you don't have to grow and you don't have to read and you don't have to try and you don't have to stretch. Don't set them too low. And then don't sell out. Don't go for something that's going to cost you your virtue or cost you your values or sell out your principles. There's a good middle road here to follow. Goals that will inspire, goals that will help you grow, change, develop, and become better than you.
And you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can go walk in the other direction. And that's gonna be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
Talk about the importance of nothing. You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So, nothing is acceptable but your best. So we need to be, everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best so that you can build on positive performance so that, and that's the only thing, there should be nothing else.
Self-reliance. Primarily, we're learning to count on yourself. So that you can do this, never complain and never explain.
We're all in a fight. Life's a fight. Different ways, different forms, but life's a fight. Whether it's yesterday, today, or tomorrow, there's a fight in front of you, somewhere. It is harder to quit than it is to fight. When you quit and you think that's your great escape, you think that's the parachute. No. That's the terminal sentence, where you're confined to a prison. You know what the prison's name is? Regret.
For the rest of your life, everything that happens to you is up to you, totally and without forgiveness. The slogan of the truly responsible person is, if it's to be, it's up to me. Which means, as Henry Ford said, never complain, never explain. Never complain, never explain. What that means is if you don't like the way things are, then it's up to you to change them. And if you're not willing to take steps to change them, then don't complain about them. Just simply accept them. Men who are men and women who are women don't complain about the difficulties of life. They just accept them as the difficulties of life, and they either do something about them or they don't say anything.
And my three questions are, what do you want? How badly do you want it? And how much are you willing to suffer? And very often, everything revolves around the first question, what do you want? Because a lot of people are unclear what they want from life. They don't sit down and think through. We are writing our own life story every day, and yet we don't think about it. Who do we want to be? Where do we want to live? What life do we want to lead? When we've finished our life, come to the end of our life and look back, what do we want to say that we've done? What do you want is a very powerful question. And then if an athlete says, I want to be the best, Bill, fine. How badly do you want it? Because you've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder, you've got to commit more, you've got to take more responsibility, you've got to deal with more ups and downs. And if we can deal with that question, how much are you willing to suffer?
You are behind. You should have anxiety and you should have urgency and you should want to go. And you shouldn't try to run from that anxiety, because that anxiety is telling you, hey, bro, it's time to get your gear. It's time to get going. Whatever it is that you want out of your life, make that start happening. And that's going to require you to become the best version of you, which means staying sober, which means getting fit, which means getting educated, which means stopping filling your mind with mindless and start filling your mind with it's going to make you better. And if you do these things and you go out every single day and you check off win after win after win after win, you'll be able to catch up to everybody else pretty quick. Because while everybody else may not have been off the way that you have been, they still only go half speed. So if they're going half speed and you can pick it up to actually execute at full speed, you'll catch and pass those people.
I would have this anxiety about the future of like, why haven't I made it yet? Why are these other people doing better than me? Like, is this not going to work? What if I'm on the wrong path? Action alleviates anxiety. The only thing I can control with that is that I would work, is that I would get better. Whenever you have that feeling that things should be happening faster, use action as your coping mechanism.
It's either you have it or you don't.
That sounds like excuses to me. I mean, you got to figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. Every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
Winded, tired. You know, all these are attributes of going into the gym and going through failure. This is the sweat, the breathing heavy, unable to do a lot of weight. All signs of failure. Failure, failure, failure. Failure is your best friend in here. Without failure, there is no success out there. The failure, this shit in here, the sweat, equity of life, when you do it in here, it produces, it dries, it forms a foundation of strength later. You won't get stronger playing it safe. You gotta have calculated risks in life to get the rewards.
You know, so often, the best way to contend with problems, with issues, with adversity, is action, is by taking action. The more you sit and the more you wait and the more time you spend with that adversity, with the upper hand inside your head, the worse it's gonna get. And it's in your personal life too. You know, something doesn't go the way you wanted it to go. You didn't get the job you wanted. You didn't get the hire. You didn't get the promotion. You can go home and sit there and dwell on it. That's not getting you any progress. Or you say, okay, you know what? Let me do a quick analysis. Why didn't I get that promotion? Oh, it's because I didn't get this qualification, or I hadn't jumped through this gate.
Okay, cool. What do I need? Let me look into how do I get to jump through that gate so next time I will get the promotion and you start taking action. So action for me is a cure for a lot of problems that we have in life.
But it all starts again with a small step. When you're building a house, it's one brick to another brick. Doesn't seem like much. But when you make millions of them and you look at that structure, like, holy shit, that's awesome. It seems overwhelming. Break the fucker down. Same with our goals. We have this monumental task. We're going to be this, you know, epic person later in life, you know? That starts today doing something right. Tomorrow, continue to do it. Step by step, it builds a house that one person's like, oh my God, how did that happen? One by one, you start to get up early, you start to do the right eating, the right diet, the right nutrition, the right workouts, having an effective plan to your actions for the results of your actions. Day by day, you start to add up, and then the naysayers, the bullshit, I don't want to speak behind your back. You know, they're like, oh my God, how the f*** you do that? One step in front of the other, day by day by day, makes that legacy, man.
Decide to become a risk taker. Viscott said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best.
So this is us. This is our lives. If we don't make an effort, if we don't apply force, we don't change. Our lives will just continue as they are. That's what we're up against. And it's not easy. It takes effort because nature doesn't want to change. It just wants to keep going in that same path that it's been going on. Your nature doesn't want to change. It would rather just kind of conserve energy and just continue doing what it's doing. What we would rather continue doing what we're doing. Just that easy path, let things stay the same, just keep doing what we're doing. That's what we have to fight against.
I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change and not being able to make them change and not thinking I could.
I know you're going to have to do almost everything alone up here, but you know I'll be with you. Now, you're the one. Now, you're going to have to go through hell. Worse than any nightmare that you ever dreamed. But in the end, I know you'll be the one standing.
My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now?
The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing.
You have a name to maintain.
I don't care about my name.
It's not just your name, sir. It's your father's name. And it's all that's left of him. Don't destroy.
Life rewards action, not intelligence.
You know what you gotta do. Do it. Do it.
Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
That sense of urgency. Act now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great. Most people never take the chance, either because they're too scared or they don't recognize it when it spits on their shoes. This is your big chance, and you shouldn't let it go by.
Whatever your gift is, what are you going to do with what you have?
It's called a life-changing day. The day you say, enough is enough.
And there are those of you in this room, you are great. You are phenomenal, and you're not walking in it because you don't know who you are and what you want.
What do you want in your life?
There's only one thing a friend of mine years ago taught me when I was coming up, and I was deciding if I was gonna do this, if I was gonna pursue this this life, and he's an Indian friend of mine, and he said, "Ab nahi to kab." I think that means, if not now, then when?
You gotta go, man. You just have to go. Never wait on the right time, because the right time ain't ever coming.
After you fail, the likelihood that you're successful goes up, not down. This is the part that people miss. They fail and think it somehow decreases the likelihood of success, but it actually increases it.
Well, I think if you want the future to be good, you must make it so. Take action.
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life, to find someone.
Alfred, I did find someone.
I know, and you lost them. But that's all part of living, sir. But you're not living, you're just waiting.
I believe if you're the kind of person that has spent too much time thinking about where to go, that it's time to get in the car and start driving.
The secret ingredient is nothing.
Huh? You heard me. Nothing. There is no secret ingredient. To make something special, you just have to believe it's special.
There is no secret ingredient.
And now I'm here without nothing, away from everyone, and I really took the time to find out, you know, who the enemy was. And it's not that it was the enemy, it was the enemy. The enemy. The enemy. The inner me.
Look at all those people down there. Do they follow the rules for what? They're letting fear lead them.
What happens if I don't?
Life's simple. You make choices and you don't look back.
So after that fight when I lost, and I'm looking at all these people and they're all celebrating my demise and saying I'm done and this and... It certainly lit a fire under my belly. Every single person doubted me. Every single fighter doubted me. Doubt me now.
Everyone thinks you're crazy until it works.
When you have these ideas of greatness, you got to go forward. Because it's not going to be a right time. Just go. Jump. Take a chance.
But sooner or later, it's something that's inside of you just has to want it.
You have to be able to pivot quickly. You have to be able to adjust fast. You have to constantly be aware of the changes around you. You don't have time to kind of say, well, I'm going to give it 6 months and think about it. You give it 6 days and hit it. The fastest person doesn't win the race. It's the person who starts first.
It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
There it is.
It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest f***ing worker in the room. That's what got them there. And it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever had stood up. But they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. Because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man. And I'll never accept mediocre again. I'm always going to give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say a solid day's work.
Now, you're going to have thoughts come to your mind of why you can't get it. Mm-hmm. You have the ability in your conscious mind to reject that idea. Kick it out of your mind. Thinking of why you can't do something is never going to do you any good. And keep thinking until you start to think of thoughts of how you can do it. And the way will be shown to you. It comes in the form of images in our mind. Think of how you can and not why you can't.
Absolutely, you do whatever it takes, okay? Even if it risks your life. That's your dream. I made the decision that, look, this is what I want to do. Somebody's give me an opportunity, I'm going to take advantage of it. I have 24 hours in a day. I try to take advantage of every hour.
Yeah, most days I just want to wake up and make the most of the time I have. I realize it's finite,
yeah. And
that I think I'm here for some purpose. Then mostly I'm just like constantly worried that I'm not fulfilling that promise.
Mm.
So yeah, so it's not like a bad kind of like, right? It's not like I wake up and say I don't accept myself. It's more like, I was like, wow, if I'm not pushing myself to do more and to have more impact, then I'm not really taking full advantage of why I'm here.
I know from a personal level what that feels like to be in pain. Or to feel like you're not worthy, or that you know you're never going to be anything. So it all comes down to this moment. This moment is the only time we can transform. And I say joy now or never.
What if it's a mistake? It's a mistake. Rest assured. What do you know? You're going to stumble around, right? And what's going to happen is this. You're going to move to, you're going to not stay in stasis. You're not going to wander around in circles. And I see people like that. They said, well, I never knew what to do, and now I'm 40. like, that's not so good. That's not so good. And you might say, well, and there is a literature too that suggests that people are a lot more unhappy when they look back on their lives about the things they didn't do than they are about the mistakes they made while they were doing things.
I look at it like, okay, why not me? I've already overcome this. Why can't I go and start a company? Why can't I build something that's meaningful? Why can't I create this new paradigm shift in the way we look at the world? Because if I looked at it the other way and started to take, you know, the count of, okay, well, I can't do this because of where I come from. I can't do this because of how I look. I can't do this. I wouldn't start anything. Everybody will wake up each day doing subtraction. I look at my life as addition.
If you're gonna do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't overleverage yourself. Don't overleverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would have, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it, I went all the way, I found out.
It's this moment where I look back and then I was like, wait, as humans, I realized like we all have these reservoirs of this untapped potential inside of us and can achieve these extraordinary things when we're focused, when we shine positivity and light, when we lean into those that we love and uplift and co-create together.
You know, the worst thing you could ever do is if you're pursuing the wrong dream or if your dream changes and you don't change with it.
I'm now sitting, feeling, you know, bitterness, feeling like a victim, feeling like, you know, this isn't right, and making every excuse, blaming people, like, this isn't cool. And I sat down and I said, you know what? It's time to rewrite the story.
It's simple. It's now or never time. We all get wake-up calls. We get wake-up calls in our relationships, our spiritual walk, our leadership styles. We get wake-up calls in our finances. And some people, the phone's ringing off the hook right now. They're getting wake-up calls on a bunch of things. They're at home with their family, and they're starting to realize, I was disconnected from my family. I haven't been plugged in. They got a wake-up call on their relationships at home. They've gotten a wake-up call on, you know, I don't have any savings, and I'm deeply in debt. This isn't working. And so, the cool thing is, when you get the call, then you have to make the choice. Are you going to answer the phone? And if you pick the phone up, that means maybe it's time to change. Are you going to answer the phone? Are you going to change your life where you say, never again?
I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
If you ask people what they regret, especially as they get older, what they generally report is things not done. So they don't regret so much mistakes they've made, although of course people obviously regret mistakes they've made as well. They torment themselves for opportunities that had presented themselves that they did not, let's say, exploit or engage in.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you.
Real reality is, no matter how much emotion and feeling you may have or how much hurt you may have, life has to go on. Life doesn't stop for anybody. So if you don't process that and understand that, you're stuck in whatever time period you got hurt forever. Forever. Yes.
Remember this. So you got to get out there. You got to give it everything you got, whether it's your time, your talent, your prayers, or your treasures. Because remember this, you will never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
Do people have a feeling that they can change, but they have no effort? They don't want to get in the game because they feel it's, you know, it's just too much time and it doesn't work. And I tried it and it didn't work. And then they give up and then life just goes on. It's seamless. You don't see it. It's just the way you've been living it.
You've got the gift of life. You have the privilege of being here. Do what you want, have a dream, go after that dream. Quit playing small. You were meant to do great things.
A lot of your thoughts are not yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like an auxiliary cord, and people plug in to your stuff. You know, you pick up things and you're like, why am I not thinking that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's not you. But if you think every thought is yours, and your thoughts determine your feelings, and your emotions determine your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if you stand still, you fall backwards. You cannot stand still, because the world moves away from you if you stand still. And there's no stasis, there's only backwards. And so if you're not moving forwards, then you're moving backwards.
Here's what I want you to repeat after me, please, with power and conviction. Say, it's possible. That's all I want you to do when you look at your dream. You say to yourself every day, it's possible. You say that every day to yourself, it's possible. Because what does that do? See, it begins to change your belief system. See, the way in which we operate, ladies and gentlemen, it's a manifestation of what we believe, what's possible for us. Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life.
I feel like we sort of focus on the right ways and wrong ways too much. And I think it's, in a sense, sort of scary to just be born and live life. And I understand the idea of kind of grasping onto a particular thought of wanting to kind of feel like you somehow have a handle on the unknown. But you know what? The unknown is the unknown.
It's not the critic who counts.
Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does always actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
This 30 seconds is your life passing you by, an opportunity to change. It's your prerogative. Do you want to go down the path you have right now of your life and where it's going? Or do you see an alternate path that's not flatline, but climbing up an echelon of remembrance, a possibility where dreams exist, legacy exists, the possibility of change? So in the grasp of these hands, in the grasp of 30 seconds, it's within you. You had the will. You're here. I know you had the will. You have the intestinal fortitude. You have the will to change.
Think about something, an area you're held back. This is what you believe is possible, is your mindset. It is what you believe you are capable of. It is what you believe you deserve.
And tell yourself that you deserve to be happy and you deserve to be fulfilled. You will start to see reasons for it.
Why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why. Why can't I do that?
I can't change the beginning, but could I change the middle? Can I edit that story, rewrite that story, and change my entire life?
Ask the question when you're thinking big. Why not you? And answer it. I'm not just doing this motivational video. Why not you? Why shouldn't you win? No. Forget motivational. Let's get logical. Why not you? Actually answer that. Why can't you be somebody that can do something in your business that's never been done before? Why not you? Answer it.
Anybody is capable of achieving anything. I actually believe that because I think human beings are designed to change. You're capable of breaking any pattern. You're capable of getting control of your health. You're capable of launching a business. You're capable of making millions of dollars. You're capable of healing your trauma, of finding love, of doing absolutely anything. that you put your mind to, as long as you are willing to do the work for it, and as long as you give up your timeline. Because I do believe that people who put in the work get rewarded, but you just might not get rewarded when you think you're going to be, and it might not be the reward that you thought you were going to get.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, man. I took about 2 hours sleep, working all night long. Tired, man. Saturday, a lot of my friends at the beach and shit. I'm in here. Do I want to be here? Not really, man. You know, all at the beach, having a good time. Would I rather be at the beach? Sure. But what is even better than being at the beach? It's driving home to your beach f***ing house. I'm putting in the time now, so that when I want to go to the beach, I just open my f***ing front door.
I have a question for you. Are your dreams big enough? Why don't you dare to dream bigger?
Life is difficult. It's like, well, what if you were 90% in, or 95% in, or all in? Because you're all in anyways, right? It's a life and death game. No one gets out of this. Everyone dies. You might as well commit yourself.
If you're alive, you can get better. If you're alive right now, you can improve your condition. You can improve your situation. And it starts with improving the way you think. That's the most important thing. The way you think of things, the way you think of things, the way you address things, you've got to change that. And you got to look at things objectively, and you got to be brutally honest with yourself. And the more you yourself, the more it's going to be difficult. You're literally throwing weights on your back and making it harder to move forward.
What I'm suggesting that you operate out of a larger vision of yourself. I want you to see yourself doing what you want to do, experiencing what you want to experience it, having what you want to have, doing what it is that gives your life some meaning and value. Operate out of your imagination, not your memory. Because whenever you look at where you want to go, I'm going to warn you, you will have some conversation back here after you go through the data that you've experienced in life saying you can't do it. And so what you want to begin to do is ignore that inner conversation.
I've been wrong more times than I've been right. I have failed more times than I've succeeded. 99% right and 100% wrong. So like they're right 99% of the time. But they're wrong 100% because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen.
How do you overcome fear of failure or fear of success or fear of fear itself? You step. And how do you face the fear of the unknown? You step. Don't wait anymore. Don't think anymore. Don't plan anymore. Don't contemplate anymore. Don't make any more excuses or justifications. Don't rationalize anything else. No, no, and no. Instead, be aggressive. Take action now. And what is the first action that you need to take? What's the first step you need to take? The first step you need to take is just that. Step.
Take that first step. Do whatever it is that you thought you couldn't do, and don't be afraid of it, because that is the most important moment in your life. And then you realize it's not so bad. Okay, people are making fun of me, I failed, but they never tried anything. I at least tried it, and I have an idea for my next, but it wasn't so bad, you know? But if you never make that first step, I don't care, the wisdom of Solomon won't be able to help you, right? You'll always be stopping before you can. So you've got to have the guts to make that first step, and then the doors will open for you.
You can do anything, but I think we're conditioned. We have a real strong conditioning, usually with not some very good ideas. And then that's the barrier that's inside us. The one that's outside of us is our environment. We have a tendency to act like everybody around us. And if you think about this, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Because if you study statistics, 95% of the people live their entire life and never live the way they want to live.
Change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change. Yeah.
Like, if you are angry, use it. If you are sad, use it. Because, like, what else are you going to do with it? Like, you might as well let it help you.
I gotta have fear, because without fear, there is no room for courage. Because if I'm not scared of losing anything, where does courage exist?
The question is, what are you going to do with what you have? I'm not talking about how much you have. Some of you are business majors. Some of you are theologians, nurses, sociologists. Some of you have money. Some of you have patience. Some of you have kindness. Some of you have love. Some of you have the gift of long suffering. Whatever it is, whatever your gift is, what are you going to do with what you have?
Imagine you talk to the creator of the universe before birth and pick the person you get to become. You say, I want to be the most courageous. The creator replies and says, well, then I will give you monsters to terrify you so that you can conquer them. Then you say, well, I want to be patient. Well, then I will make you work harder and longer so you can learn to wait. I want to be wise. And the creator replies, then I will give you failures that will crush your spirit so you can learn the value of judgment. You then say, sounds like a rough life. Can you give me a good life? Creator replies, just like we measure the quality of a blacksmith by the strength of his steel, I measure you by what you are at the end, not the fire and the hammer it took to make you. A good life isn't a life that's easy. A good life is a life that makes you into a good person. And that, my son, is a hard life.
And I think one of the most powerful things that you can cultivate when you cultivate partnership with yourself is being able every single day to have a level of trust in your life, in the magic of things, in yourself, to know that this moment right now is also a dot on the map of your life. And 5, 10, 20 years from now, you will look back on this moment and you will know exactly why this happened. And why it happened is it was preparing you for something. It was giving you a skill or an experience or some wisdom or a relationship that you're going to need for something extraordinary that's coming. And when you believe that, it gives you the strength to face absolutely anything.
If you're going to do it, do it. If you have the chance, do it. Don't pause. Instinct, man. If you got an instinct, go at it. Throw deep.
My biggest fear in life is if there is a final judgment and you talk to something much bigger than you. I don't want to sit down and have a conversation with something that says, you're in heaven, this is where you should have been on earth. Thinking about how much I left on the table for fear, for not willing to go over the wall and over the next wall and over the next wall. So in my mind, I believe that.
Behave confidently, as Dorothea Brand wrote in 1935 in her wonderful book, Wake Up and Live. She said, the key to success is this. She said, go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Act as though it were impossible to fail. And this brings us to the most important part, if I can just summarize in 1 minute, it is this, is that your true beliefs are only and always expressed in your actions. It is not what you say or what you intend that tells what you believe, but only what you do.
I'm certain that most capable people don't believe in themselves enough. A lack of confidence killed more dreams than a lack of competence ever did.
The scars make the men. Every day I wake up, I say to myself, my goal is to be the number one in the world. You have two options right now. Keep dreaming with your dreams or wake up and make it reality. I choose the second option, always.
How much longer are you going to avoid what you are capable of doing in order to continue with what you are comfortable doing? And I just let that sit. And then let them reflect on that question. Because it could be the very thing they need to realize it's them stopping them.
Even if you're tired, you can still go to the gym. Even if you're annoyed with your spouse, you can still speak in a manner that's loving. Even if you don't feel like doing that hard work, you can still push yourself to do it. Your feelings aren't a choice. Your behavior and your thoughts are always a choice.
I actually think the greatest consequence in life is not keeping commitments to yourself. And I think that compounds to, as we talked about, where does beliefs come from? I think it compounds as personal evidence, which is deposited in this instruction manual of who you are and how you behave and how you show up and what you're capable of. All those tiny little commitments. And then I think you can get into a downward commitment spiral because of that.
You don't have faith in your own word.
You don't have faith in anything you do. Yeah. And this causes a downward spiral. So isn't it really lovely to know that maybe the way to turn that into a positive upward reinforcing spiral is just keep that tiny commitment you made to yourself today.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to move Mount Everest. You don't need to go on a 7-day ayahuasca retreat. How about when you said you were going to get in bed at 10 p.m., you do that.
Yep.
And you stack those things for a week. The next thing you do in the next hour, can you keep that commitment to yourself?
It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to. And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety, when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path.
You know, people get up every day, they do the same thing. They tell themselves they're going to change their life one day, and they never do. I'm going to change mine.
When you think about changing your life, the experience can be overwhelming. Because what comes to mind is this idea that we have to make drastic changes to our current situation in order to get anywhere close to where we want to be. The truth is, all it takes are small changes. Small habits applied on a consistent basis help us to achieve big results in life. There is no such thing as an overnight success, only over time success.
You only live once, so do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
An ode to people who don't believe in themselves. What comes first, belief or action? Do you need to believe that you can do a thing before you can do it? Fake it until you make it is one option, but incredibly hard if you're introspective and have low self-belief and high standards. So what about make it until you believe it? Here are some lessons that I've learned. You can believe you're not worthy of a thing and still attain it. You can be adamant that your efforts are going to go badly and still succeed. You can grip and grasp and fear and it ruin the enjoyment and be totally unwarranted and things still go well. You can have no self-belief and show up anyway. You can want more for yourself without knowing exactly what that looks like. You can doubt the process, question your talent, be uncertain that you're making progress, disparage your accomplishments, permanently feel like you're not working hard enough no matter how hard you work, never give yourself a break, fail to fully feel gratitude, be terrified of never reaching your goals, and still end up in a place that your 20-year-old self could not imagine you'd ever get to. Self-belief is overrated. Generate evidence.
Those feelings of failure are so hard. They're so hard to get over, and they overwhelm people, and some people can't get past them. And then every time some new thing comes up, when you have to rise to the occasion, you have to perform, you think about that time you failed, and it f***s your head up, man. You think, I'm a f***ing loser, I can't do this, I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna f*** up, you know? Like, how many times have you had a bad set, and you're like, I can't do this, that's just it, I just suck. And then you define yourself that way, and you gotta get over it.
That's the game, right? Like, either you're right or you're wrong. Either you win or you lose. But if you're gonna come to me and tell me you don't have time, in a world where I work every second for 18 hours a day, right? You're gonna have a tough time making me feel bad that it's not happening for you, because that's part of it.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.